A very, 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 very good evening to you, Zimbabwe. You are tuned in to The Connection Live Talk on Tuesday, the 27th of March, 2018. I'm your host, Mike Ove.
And I'm Evans Zininga.
Tonight on Live Talk, we're talking about youth and politics. Recently, there's been a wave of youth that are running for public office. Namely, who announced today, Pastor Evans Mawarire, who said he's going to be running for councillor. So today we're going to be bringing in several different youths who are going to be talking about their candidacy in several different areas. Namely, like I said, Pastor E, Linda Svanyoni, and more. So folks, we also want to give you an opportunity to ukulikhulume labo, so that you talk to us. Kuthi mukurukure nabo, libabuze, ask them whatever it is you need, whatever it is you want to know, so that you know what they want to bring for you as the youth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mike, it's my pleasure to be here, man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And like you said, we are going to have a very wonderful night today, because we're going to be talking about the wave that's coming with the young people of Zimbabwe, be it coming from any political party, be it being them independent. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be interesting for us to find out what they are thinking and what they are looking for. So guys, to join us in our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you back.
And of course, folks, if you're looking to stream the program itself, you can find it on our three different websites: www.voandebele.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, and www.voashana.com. We're also on our three different Facebook pages, which is VOA Shana, VOA Studio 7, and of course, Kasilis Ndebele, VOA Ndebele. So, ngena nguhlelo bakethu.
Yeah.
Yes, folks, we are back again. Mapinda kamchirongwa selingenile kuhlelo. You have now joined us. Nxa usungena manje, igama ngu Mike Hove, usanda ukungena kuhlelo The Connection. Uhlelo lwase Live Talk, lapho sikhangela ukuxoxisana ngendaba zabasakhulayo. Lamhlanje we're talking about youth in politics. Silaba sakhulayo abanengi. We have a lot of youths. Thine bethidiki akawanda vakatarisa ropinda musaridzo gore rino. So, sifuna ukuxoxa labo bonke tlotshwana nawo bese. We want to speak to each and every one of them, if possible. Because, of course, there's a lot of youth, folks. But today, we're just going to get a number of them. Namely, like I said, hopefully, we have already spoken to him. Pastor E, he said he will be joining us. And, of course, Duduzile, we're going to have Linda Svanyoni. We're going to have a lot more youth that seem to be hitting up there, punching, looking to run for public office. So, folks, if you're looking to join us, please put your number on the comment page. We will call you, and you'll get an opportunity to talk to them. Swanzo.
Yes, Mike. Mm-hmm. We did not come alone today, right?
We've got the power folks.
Power, folks. Aha. Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Nasi tinoda kuti ka vechidiki varikwese kwavakapararira nenyika uko. Vanyatsobuda pachena. Timbonzwa nyaya dzavo vachitaura zviri pachena kuti varikuda kuvoterwa ndivanani. Varikuda kuvoterwa kupi, vasundwa nei kuti vavoterwe. Mm-hmm. Toda kunzwawo futi kune vachavhota vacho kuti muri kuda kumbovhotera vanani, sei muri kuvavhotera, muri kusundwa nei kuti muvavhotere. Mm-hmm. Pane zvakawanda zviri kuitika munyika yeZimbabwe, mugadziriro dzesarudzo dziri kuuya, and tinoshuvira kuti tinzwe nasi kuti zvakamirawo sei kwamuri ikoko. Tine mkoma wedu anditi akabvawo kuZimbabwe ari kuno mazuvano.
Of course.
Tichange tichikurukura nawo panapa. Asi muenzi akanyanya stereki kunyaya idzi dzekumunyori wenhauka uyu. Handiti. So tina mkoma Fidelity Mhlanga. He is our guest today. Mkoma Fidelity, welcome to the show. We gonna be having fun with you today.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So, Chief, like you heard me explain, Nasim Churonga Lamsanje Kuhlelo, we're talking about youth in politics.
Yes.
You're a journalist in Zimbabwe.
Yes.
Are the youth really making an impact?
Yeah, youth are quite and will play a huge role in the forthcoming elections.
Mm.
Yeah, if last couple of weeks, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, ZEC, they announced that at least 65% of registered votes are below the age of 40. So youths are quite, they will play a huge role in the forthcoming elections. And we should, this discussion actually is important because youths are going to influence the outcome of next year, of this year's election.
Saka manzwa kwa wana wakafana na Pastor Eva, chita sarizo dedze, chita kupinda nesuo. How impactful is it to have someone with such a voice, such clout? Say, which I'm yet to discuss that with him. I want to find out why councillor. But besides that, how impactful is it to Zimbabwean politics in general? Our generation has always been below when it comes to politics. It's always been Ranababa, Mugabe. You know, people of an older generation. Now, all of a sudden, Panama youth are under.
Yeah, there's been a talk of the generational consensus, something that is pushing for youths to participate in the political sphere. So, going forward, we are going to see loads of youths participating in politics because they feel that this is their time to participate, and they should actually shape the future by way of running for political positions and well as registering to vote, so as to shape the future of the country.
Okay, so I hear we have our, I can't say first because you're the number one, but we have our second guest, Duduzile Nyong. Duduzile, how are you, my sister?
I'm very well, thank you.
Welcome, welcome. This is your first time on our program.
Oh, yes, it is.
We are so happy. We're so pleased to have you, my sister.
Thank you.
So, I saw, you were shaking Twitter streets after you announced, you're now running for public office. Can you tell us a little more about that?
I've decided to run for public office. I've been an activist for some time now, for about since 2016. And I decided that I'm not going to continue complaining about the bad leadership in my country, in my community. So I decided to step up and become the change that I want to see. So I dream of a better community. One where there is order and proper service delivery. So, like right now, in my community, I live in Avondale, and that's the ward that I'm running in. The service delivery is not top-notch. I've been to a lot of countries, and when I look at other countries, for example, I'm doing my MBA in Rwanda. When I go to Rwanda for my block intensives, I'm saddened because it is that standard of living that side are far much better than our country. And this is a country that has had genocide. And it seems our country has been left behind. And I cannot point finger with anyone else to do that job for me. But I decided, let me be that leader. Let me be that change that I want to see in my country.
Duduzile, it's Evans here. How are you, my sister?
I'm very well, thank you, Evans. How are you?
I'm good. Now, from a youth perspective, we have had this language, this of preaching that the young people are the leaders of tomorrow. What's driving you today to say, no, I am going to lead now and I'm going to lead today?
Okay, what's driving me now is that Zimbabwe today is facing severe challenges. Our nation, it's become a nation of degree vendors and touts. Our public transports, our roads, our communities, water infrastructure, electricity generation capacity, all those things need urgent attention. So what better time is there than now?
Sounds interesting. So are you prepared to take it on, and do you have a huge following of other young people that are willing and happy to run this race with you?
Yes, I'm running under the banner of the People's Own Voice, which is a coalition of independent candidates, young, committed, and dedicated Zimbabweans that are wanting to see this change happening in our community, wanting to see higher standards of living, wanting to see restored working proper service delivery.
Maisie, can you
speak? See our dignity restored. So I'm running with like-minded youth. There's many of us. We're hoping that we filled all the wards in Harare and make this city a world-class city.
Maisie, we are going to see the now. Right. How? Okay. Coalition le. Isebenza kanjani? Ngoba ngibone ukuthi lawe ukhona. Bengithi bengibala amabizo akhona wena ukhona sengibona ulaye upastor kulabantu abaningi ku-coalition le. So nxa selixoxisana ukuthi okay, you're all joining hands and working together, iza kuthuthukisa kanjani wena njengomuntu ozimeleyo?
All right. I-coalition le ingathi baningi kabaningi abantu laba nibabone balutshwane. I think uPosta Lipo ngibona abantu abayi-11. Kodwa i-coalition le izangincedisa ngenxa yokuthi nxa sibambene kulezinye izinto engabe ngizicabanga ningedwa, kodwa nxa nginabanye abantu, nxa singahlanganisa iy'ngqondo zethu, kuyabe soqala sikujekise iy'ngqondo zami ukuthi ngoba kwesinye isikhathi abucabange into uwedwa, kodwa ungakwazi ukuthi into yangikhona icabanga njani. Akulami into okukhuluma naye okuncedisayo ukuthi okubonise ukuthi kodwa lapho ucabanga lokhu, kodwa ayikho ayisikho. Plus futhi nxa abanye bethu abakhona ku-campaign laphana abanjengabo-Easter labo-Trust basele kuqasha ama-campaign abo kudala. Kodwa imibuzo ababeyibuzwa ngabantu ngeyokuthi kanti wena singakuvotela xa uzangena uwedwa khona ngani ku-council, uzakwanisa njani ukusenzela lokho te okusithembise khona ukuthi uzasenzela.
Manje i-coalition le, are you just planning on having it njengabantu baseHarare kuphela?
Okwakhathesi ngoba sasiphunga uhlangana sisodwa khona lapha eHarare. Sasesicabanga ukuthi angcono senze lokhu ngoba sasiqasheba sibancane, ngoba ukuba izinto lezi eziningi ziyabe zifuna isikhathi, imali eningi yokuthi lihlangane libaningi. So njengoba sesilontshile kanjalo sizabona ukuthi kuzahamba njani, ngoba sisizwa ngabantu abaningi abakobulawayo, abakomthari besithi la babefuna ukuthi bebona oyi-coalition enje so isenzakala kuma-city abo.
Hayi, ngikuzwile-ke. Right, awungitshele, let me give you a chance to speak to Duduzile. You journalist, you live in Harare, right?
Yeah.
As a journalist, what have you seen that you think something a person like Duduzile can do to change in Harare?
Yeah, Harare has become something that not anyone is, at the moment, no one is willing to live in Harare.
Mm-hmm.
If you've lived in Harare in the 90s, you can actually see that there's quite a lot of things that has changed. Service delivery is poor. There are a lot of garbage everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The environment has become actually so bad for anyone to live in Harare. You can see that open defecation. You can see that vendors are almost everywhere. There's no organization. Mm-hmm. The so-called mushikashika. They actually, you know, operate without even proper organization.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the transport system is in a mess. So I think there is actually need for that reorganization of city of Harare. They need people who can actually reorganize and bring order, and so that maybe it can become a world class city by 2025.
is this something Dudu Zile thinks she can do? Do you speak Shona, Dudu?
And not our
Swadwa, woman of water lands, eh?
Wadza. Swaga. Wadza, I just look at her and I'm coming for fidelity to know quiz. Imimi muno zvino here zviri pa bucket list renyu zvamuri kufunga kuti muchakwanisa kuitawo kana muchinge makwanisa kupinda muzvinzvimbo zvamuri kuda kupinda mazviri.
And as you said, avari kutaura ndozvo chaicho zviri kuita kuti tide kupinda musarudzo iyi ya 2018 mukanzuro yeHarare.
Saka makatotanga here
kadzirirwa saka mukatouya kulaunch kwedu ndopatichanyatsotsanangura kupatsanura manifesto yedu nezvatida kutarisira kuita muguta reHarare.
Saka tiri kuona here mangwana muchizomuka makuti mabato rezvematongerwo enyika rakazvimiririra mukubatana kwamuri kuita muchiti coalition ndomatangira azvo kaiwai.
Ameno edu tichangoona nenguva. I don't deny anything or to approve anything, but tangoona nenguva, but tingori vanhu vakangozvimirira ega vangoti regai tingobatanidza musoro tingoshanda tese.
Aiwa, tazvinzwa izvo. Tine muteereri ari kunzi ari
pakuti udon usefikire. Don Praton, siyakwamukela kuhlelo, njani mfethu?
Ngiyabonga baba, kunjani?
Ngishapo, wena unjani?
Asimphilile
ba. Right, so as you got in, we were speaking about abasakhulayo abakhangela ukungena kukhetho kulomnyaka who are all running for public office. Wena, I know ukuthi you are one of them ozabe encintisa kobulawayo. Awusitshele ngamafisha ngalokho ukuthi kuyini okwayenza ukuthi ube lesifiso sokuthi hayi lami sengifuna ukungena kukhetho kulomnyaka.
I think okokuqala we are not too young to lead. We are just standela amanga ukuthi we are too young to lead. We are leaders of tomorrow, which is wrong. We are leaders of today, and young people must run this country. We are ready to lead. We say this is the new option as complainer, so we've decided to take action and stop complaining.
Manje, we have ngegaxoxa labantu abaningi, and the biggest point that a lot of people have been raising is exactly what you said. Ukuthi it's now time so ukuthi abasakhulayo bakhokhele. Kodwa do you not think ukuthi it's very important? And this is a question that also applies to you, Dudu Zile, so I hope ukuthi you are listening. Do you not think ukuthi it's still very important ukuthi sibe le wisdom yabantu abadala kodwa abasakhulayo labo bangene kuhulumende?
No, right. I wisdom yabo sayifuna sibe le kodwa I think ba right as advisors. Labo ungakhangela singakhangela from all over Africa. Abakhokheli bethu baqali sebebancane lapho. Umgazi was 36 sekuzapha. Singaye eBurkina Faso, we have Thomas Sankara. He revolutionized and led Burkina Faso. He was 37. Go to Congo, Patrice Lumumba, he was 35. You know, Utongo Kara, when he controlled his hand, like he was in his 30s. In 1980, Joyce Mutura old was 25. Umnanga kwa endo ong president that is, he was 34 in 1980. So, he is we are not too young to lead. And as far as Valeli Pan, Davatan, but they can advise us, they can play a role, they still have a role to play. But I think it's high time we take charge.
Manje njengoba usungena kukhetho and you're competing ukuthi ube ngu-councillor, how much impact do you think you will have unganqoba?
Sorry?
Ngithi, how much impact do you think you have unganqoba kukhetho lolo?
No, impact izaba khona because we have done our research. Siyabona ukwenzakala kobulawayo kuthi council and we are not happy, and lathi I'm happy with what happened today at Harare. Pastor E, Lawo Dudu Zile, Bebamba. I actually spoke to Pastor E earlier on today. Kuluma ngakho lokho, and ube kuluma ukuthi no, it's something that we will talk about later. So I think it's good with as independence ngabambana. We'll actually have much impact than Utsihambe Sama 1-1. So I think it will have impact, and what happened there, Harare Namhla, it was actually a good thing. Eh?
Mm.
So definitely, we have a lot of independent candidates. So, yeah, I think Nwangaswan then is independent candidates. We can do a lot of change in the running of the council.
Evans, and as well, to full
my brother, it's very interesting that you as young people are coming in and are joining hands to say we can do this. How best do you think you're going to integrate the discrepancies between racial lines, between traditional lines, between religious lines, to make sure that you move forward as a nation, not as individualized or divided people based on ethnic groups and other divisions that you have in the country?
I think the first and foremost, the most important thing actually would be we have to accept what is Chiene, and we have to respect each other. As much as we are different, coming from different ethnic traditions, what konke lokho kumele sikwamukele and accept that and respect each other. I think singaqalisela khonapho, we can move forward. Because khangela katesko kobulawayo, there are shona guys abakhontesta ama-independents, we have all in by, you know. But as long as we respect ana kuphela and sile njongo A1 of ukuthi sile sifiso sokuthi we want to improve our city, want to improve our country, then nothing can stop us. Tradition, religion cannot stop us.
Okay. One more question.
As long as we are united and we have one goal, which is to make Bulawayo great again, then definitely nothing can stop us.
All right. Another question there for you. What makes you guys feel like you can do this as young people on your own and not integrate yourselves into already existing political parties? Like, why are you not joining ZANU-PF? Why are you not joining MDC and all their surnames? Why are you not joining other parties that are out there and starting something now is independence? We're only going into elections within the next few more weeks. Will you be ready? What's your take on that?
We are ready. We are ready. But we have seen what happens with my political parties, and I won't mention the ones that I have been a member. Anyway, but I think as young people, we are taken for granted in our political parties.
So like
for example, go MTC, they only allocated 20% of the quota system. But come on, more than three quarters of the voters, the youth, but how can they allocate just 20%? Political parties, most of the times, they are just using us as youth. They are using us for violence. But when it comes to like taking part in the decision making, they are looking down upon us. So that's the reason why I think if we go as independents, it's not fair, because these political parties, they look down upon, they use AMA youth, buying them beer, that's enough to them. So I don't believe in these political parties.
Watching Babu Mlomo Angani, near good to Tuzil and Garatatu Natasha.
All right.
My see to Tuzil.
Yebo.
Labantu bayabuza basithi you guys, why are you not joining MTC Alliance? Ngenxa yokuthi bona babona ngani iparty le is moving labantu abasakhulayo. Lina njengabantu abagcweleyo eHarare lingu 15 and you are all powerful sources. Why not move libambisane labanye abantu?
Okay, first of all, mina and then you remember MTC. So, to run as a councillor, MTC, yakumele uraise ungene kuma structures amaningi-ningi ukuthi uzofike kumbe ngaze ngifike khona ngale sengile 50 years. Akulisibesi yokuthi ngiyenze khonokho. Uthi nangangena kathesi ngoba kulabanye ababekhona khona ngani babelokhu besithi yithi esaqalayo andsufunga ukuzosithathela indawo yethu. So yikho okwenzakalayo khona ngalo kuma-political party nalawo ukuthi basebesithi wena wawungaphi vele sonke isikhathi lesi usufunani khona.
Hayi sikuzwileke sisi.
Then kuzase kusiba ne-issue yokuthi ama-values. Kwezinye isikhathi amaphathi akhona wona lawo abe amahambelani nama-values ami engilawo. So ukuthi ungene endaweni yokuthi ama-values angikhona abe-chene lawakho akurayithanga and abuza kuthi benza njani ngoba mina ngile value system yami engifunga u-stick to engifunga usebenza ngayo. So yikho ekuyabe kwenzakala khonokho ukuthi khona ngale kuyabe kungela i-space ona leso sokuthi ube ngumuntu ube to be yourself ukuthi ube independent ube nomcabango wakho olawo lama-values akho. So yindaba ekhona ukuthi indaba singangenanga kuma-political parties ona lawo.
Hayi ngiyabonga sisi wathi ngibambe kancane and then I know ukuthi ngishilo ngathi wena ngiza kunikeza i 10 minutes so soon we'll be done with you angithi.
So alright, it's okay.
Right. So that if you were listening to our Vanessa,
yeah,
where they're talking saying this MDC issue for them, they feel as independent candidates.
Yeah.
It's difficult for them to step into that era because, you know, one is the issue of values.
Yeah.
Does the party value match my value as an independent candidate?
Yeah.
In your experience as a reporter, reporting on issues like this,
yeah,
how difficult is it for youth to break into these parties?
Well, I think they were making very valid points because there's so many structures that are actually within different political parties.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go through all those structures for you to be nominated to actually be elected in a public office. It takes quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And also on the other side, I don't know, I would love to pose a question whether does anyone need some sort of grooming through being in a political party,
mm-hmm,
through those processes and those structures?
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone need such you know, to be part of those structures for grooming purposes?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe as candidates we can debate on that, whether it's actually important for one to, you know, to grow through a process whereby you become a member of this, then afterwards you are a national council, mm-hmm, or depending on the on the political party.
Yeah. You raise a very interesting issue right there, Fidelity. I'll say something on that before we take a guest on that. When I just an example, when AC Lumumba came back from school in England,
yeah,
and he came back to Zimbabwe, started working, he joined ZANU-PF and ran for office within a month.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to believe there are systems.
It's possible.
It's possible. I've seen possible. That happen. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, Masatu Mukeso to Tatu Unatasha. Natasha, how are you doing, my sister?
I'm good, thanks. And how are you?
Perfect and extremely happy. Welcome to our program.
Thank you for having me.
So, Natasha, we've had offline conversations about you running for public office.
Offline. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll remember that.
So tell me something. I've been asking everyone, and I would also love to hear from you. What made you want to run for public office? What did you see in Bulawayo that made you think, it's time for change? I as a youth, I as a young person, I as a female, want to step into the position where I can generate change within Bulawayo.
Yes, I think you already mentioned two things.
Mm-hmm.
One, I'm young.
Mm-hmm.
If you see the situation that youths are in currently within the city, most don't have jobs, most are still living with their parents, they don't have economic or social freedom that they should have by the time they get to my age or even in their 30s. Second of all, I'm female. A lot of females hide when it comes to issues of leadership. So I wanted to step forward and to show not just Budawayo, but Zimbabweans that females can actually get into positions of leadership if you do something and push for an agenda, make systems work within the country, even in a small, so-called insignificant city like Bulawayo.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third thing is I'm very and deeply in love with my city. I get very upset when I see people being segregated, roads not being done, just the whole situation within the city, people losing hope at a very fast rate, and people also not believing in any system within this country. I really want to change that within the next 5 years. I only want to run if I make it into office, I only want to do these 5 years and then go to the next stage. But those were like my three main reasons. Number one, to help other youth. Number two, to show other females that we can do it regardless of what culture is saying. And number three, to change Bulawayo into the Bulawayo I believe should be a great and beautiful place that it was before. I mean, even in the 1800s, if you go back into history, in the 1800s, in the 1900s, Bulawayo was such a stronghold until a certain point, and that's where I want to bring the city to that stronghold that it was created to be in the first place.
Natasha, unotaura here?
Mbijana. Not too much.
All right, yeah. Saka kanotaura mbijana, ngatimbotaura mbijana. You're very lucky today. We have a journalist in the house today who is based in Harare full-time. We hear a lot of independent candidates and, should I say minority, I don't know, parties, smaller parties and politicians complain that media plays them a raw game. Munoti vema newspaper, vema TV, vema radio, avakupei mkana wakakwana, weku kwikwidzana, nema parties akakura, weku kwikwidzana, nema ne ruling party, to be specific. We have a journalist in the house. I would like him to react to that. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that is actually true. I think there needs to be more reach out, more authenticity when it comes to the media. I think if we're going to have a Zimbabwe that's going to change, I think a lot of systems need to change concurrently, and one of them is media. So if media continues to react or to report in the way that it does, you can't find a situation if the other systems that work concurrently with it become authentic as well at the end of the day. So if one system breaks down, all these other systems that are connected to it also break down to a certain extent. So we need the media, even if it's you know, in the advent of social media, if it means people are reporting what they see and putting it up on their Twitter account or Facebook account, you know, that should also be attached to legitimate media houses as well. Obviously, they have to check. They have to, you know, see what's going on as well, so that they remain authentic, but they also need to remain authentic and to see everything and to report everything, because other systems also intertwine with that.
All right. You hold it there. Don't go away. I'm going to let Fidelity come in and give his take on that. Don't go away. We'll come back to you. Mkoma Fidelity, murugu munzu wakaru kukanda epas pebazu. Anzi imimi vana mnyori, vana mtauri, venyaya, muwa oni wanu wakaru kukwikwiza, wasirive ZANU PF, wasirive ma leading political parties. What's going on in the media field in regards to that?
Well, I think it speaks to visibility. Most of these independent candidates, they tend to play the, you know, they tend to hide. They are not visible to the media.
Avaku.
Mm-hmm. Yes, actually, you find independent candidates trying to, you know, to be, because it's up to them to approach the media. Mm-hmm. You come to a media house and you say I'm running for public office and I'm doing this and this and this and that, and the media, its role is to give a fair share of publicity to almost every citizen, so that you know people make informed decisions for what they want. We are not activists. We are there to show the public, you know, so that they make informed decisions out of what appears or what is publicized in the media. Mm-hmm. So we play our role. We try by all means to play. So I think it speaks to issue of visibility by mostly independent candidates.
Siyekududu, and then we have to let her go. Sisi, ngikuthembisile ngathi 10 minutes, so wathi ngibuze umbuzo wami ocina, and then we'll let you go, angithi?
No, it's okay.
Right. So umzwile umnumzane uFidelity esithi indaba le eyama independent candidates yokuthi you guys are not visible. Izinto eziyenzayo. Thina njengentatheli izindaba, we're always chasing abantu abafana lo mnumzane Thamisa, we're always doing izinto ezimangalisayo. So what exactly is your plan as a coalition ukuthi liyenze izinto that will make the media constantly go, okay, let's give them a coverage?
Anjobela. Thina esikwenzayo ukuthi even la kulonje yethu sesikommunicate la ma journalists amaningi. Enhlele sokuthi sidinga ukuthi ngoba nomunye oseseleyo esingazange simthinte ukuthi simtshele ngokwenzakalayo, simi-invite abuye kulonje yethu so that they can talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
And ukuthi angingabi le-encounter eningi kakhulu, but khathesi kulonje yethu vele sike saphuma la ma journalists amaningi ukuthi cela libuye lizobona lokhu esikwenzayo.
Mm-hmm.
Buyani kulonje yethu, sababhalela ama-email, sabakhokha ukuthi buyani so that you can report about this.
Mm-hmm.
So okwamanje I can't say I've had any bad experience, but I think the best thing is to approach this. I'm also coming from the corporate world as mm-hmm. well. So I know you don't have to wait for people to come to you. People like the media, you have to approach them.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have to up your networking skills and all that. So I think with the media, it's more about being aggressive and pushing and demanding, because they're saying they're the ones that tell the story, and demanding them to tell your story, place a demand on them.
Thank you so much, my C.
All
right, have a good night.
Okay.
Mike,
we have
a string of many other people wanting to come in. However, I think let's take a minute to check what the viewers are saying. Mm-hmm. We have an interesting series of comments coming through here. Pearl Chiweshe is watching with us. There's Lloyd Mandlodza Misi Hairambwi. Hans Ndapinda Pachirongwa, Makati from Johannesburg, Kane Gwatiringa. Hans, I'm watching from Cape Town. Mercy Nyakabao, Peter Jones, he just says hello. Okay, Botwell is in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mkoma Botwell, for tuning in. Maxwell Madzinga, I'm watching from Silverton in Pretoria. You are attracting coverage from all over. Hey,
mm-hmm.
We see Nyson Chidakwa, he is in Manzini in Swaziland. Thank you, Mkoma. Leeford Tazorodwa, Shangonzi, hi. Pane Isa comment panap. Agrippa, Shaka Zulu.
Mm-hmm.
Anzi, just send those ZANU-PF freeloaders packing. Mm-hmm. We are tired of their use of vicious, undemocratic means to retain power. The decision is in our hands as the young people.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge challenge to the young folks out there. Peter Ndlovu, Ndriku Mpumalanga, South Africa. Thank you for tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is here?
Mbona ngani kulo Lawrence Ncube uthi azishe madoda, azishe bra Lawrence. Bra Lawrence, siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Upolen Thebera usefakile inombolo ulot sam chengeta ufagi in love face aila wese akutanda lot sam shamiso anetishuke ozredu shika enyu mama Anthony Chirongo uti wow it's happening and ngembele Anthony gwenza gaila the youth is at it. We're taking over this.
Amen. Don't say we. Don't say we.
Faith Cutler, 2018 is a year for change. Utakuzwa El Matende. Mabumbo Mhlanga, Washington, D.C. Okay?
So Washington, D.C.
Is that for you?
Yeah, I know him.
Oh, you have fans. You have fans, man.
Ufaith Cutler upindo ati, youth shake the status quo of people who are in position of personal gain, self-serving councillor members of parliament and government ministers. Then Frank Lamp M. Portuguese says, Zanu must go, please.
If any other guy, and the Tendekai Makoni, I'm D.C. girl. Koma Tendekai, thank you for tuning in. Beatrice Savage, yeah? Thank you for tuning in.
So, Nizutisi is Lolind.
Koningargubi, Imbondu Zayo, Ivan, Pastor Iargubi. Ndidamu Bunza Mbunzo, too, in him.
No one knew
who dapana.
But Nuzutisi is Lolinda Sibanyon.
Okay, let's talk to Linda.
Miss Linda Sibanyon, Unjan Maisi.
Ngiphilile sibhuti kunjani?
Kunini ngikudinga Shem sengingitholile manje usungenile ukuhlela. Welcome
to
our program. So wena Linda vele I've been waiting ngoba wena you are competing in a very very hot constituency. Yeah, that is.
Oh yes.
Right. So wena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo osanda ukwengena la kwezombusazwe. Am I correct when I say usanda ukwengena kwezombusazwe?
You're very correct.
So explain to me then, what is your plan when you're now going against all these big giants?
My plan? The basic plan is documented in the manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
The detailed plan, this is politics. Mm-hmm. You will just see action. I cannot disclose it. I cannot let everyone see my armory in full view. It mm-hmm. will just be enacted. But the general plan is in the manifesto, short 10 points, straight to the hitting nails on the head.
So tell us a little about the manifesto.
The manifesto, basically the vision, one of my main, it's the main vision with the Harare East manifesto, mm-hmm. is actually to strategically influence and democratically encourage mm-hmm. and nurture the spirit of self-reliance among the constituents. If the constituents of Harare East are self-reliant, it thus enable an environment to create and develop Harare East.
Mm-hmm.
If we create constituents that are constantly relying on external forces, even the government itself, to always bring about change, development won't come. Government is an enabler. It's not a doer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You've got a friend who's got your back.
Policies that bring development to the constituency.
Linda Ngiti, you've got a friend who's got your back.
Which friend has got my back?
Who could have msasiwa uti Linda K for a win?
Thank you, Kuda.
Yo, Kuda, imu miraguya for my life, panapo chitoralan.
He's a good comrade. He's a good guy. Yeah.
Okay. So, I don't know if you do. You have a question for me, Linda?
Linda, do you know Tarashona, Linda?
Yes, ndoto rashona.
Ah, perfect. Inini Linda ndine dambudziko inini rekuti vechidiki vari kungoti toda kuitawo. Makamborambidzwa here kubva kumashure kwese kuita?
Aiwa, atina kumborambidzwa. Inini I'll speak for myself because I'm not a voice of other youth because I am in that position. But I will speak for myself. I did not morambizwa kubvira kudara. And I'll tell you a bit about my history. When I decided to go into politics, which was, this is 2018, which was in 2016, I got tired of making noise in the terraces. I just decided to take action. I joined a certain political party, and eventually I got out of that political party. I'll speak for myself.
Saka vanhu vakabvunza kuti makanga muri ipi nguva yese iyi vechidiki iko zvine zvitaona 2018 vauya vakawanda vachidedzera kuti tiri kudawo chinhu ichi. Anza yenyu ndeye kuti kudii mukanzi maimbenge muri ipi pesapa mamakanyararirei?
Pesapa tanga tichiri kumbokura. Tanga tichimbodzidza. Some went out of the country, some have come back now. So ndiko kwatanga tiri. We were still garnering experience in our various fields. You don't just wake up and decide kuti okay ndauda kupinda mazviri. You have to actually have some form of level of experience in whatever field you were in before.
Mandipendura.
Right. Nkosazana, mina, I made a promise. Ngisithi, I will only give you for 5 minutes. So, siyabuyekela ke sikushiye mayise.
Thank you for having me. Apologies. So, it's early this side. It's 2:45 a.m.
And, by the way, yeah. I'm going to do this on air. And this,
yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a good one, my sister.
Thank you. All righty, thank you for having me.
It's
Bye.
A pleasure.
Hey, we have a very interesting comment here.
Which one?
Pell Chueshe says, I would like to know the thoughts of the young people on sanctions, as I will be calling the U.S. senators today.
Right, exactly. So, until we still have our penis, that's a second.
Yeah.
Mastalelo ton. Ton! Raton, what's up?
Did we lose Don?
Come again.
Right, okay.
Yes, I can hear
right. Now. All right. Benyisi, umzulu umnumzana u-Evans, ulomlayezelo ku-page yethu. Unkosazana noma
unkosazana.
Unkosikazi Pelchiweshe, uthi ufuna ukwazi ukuthi what are your thoughts on ama US sanctions ngoba yena uzabe ekhuluma nama senators soon. So ufuna ukwazi ukuthi nina njengabantu abasakhulayo abakhangena kukhetho. What are your biggest thoughts on that issue?
I think the biggest thing that we have to, especially this Sigera thing, as kind of then would see, if we have a study when Zagan would like to keep our sanctions, we need free and fair elections, we need the level playing field. And now, abantu who are in control, these anti-PF they cannot provide that, then I will have to offer my sanctions. Learning Konapa as an independent, as a young person, I don't want my sanctions, listen. But, listen, first. I think it's straightforward. As long as they're going to then things will, I will have to offer my sanctions. I don't want sanctions.
I don't think anyone wants them yet. I'm going to have to let you go soon, but I need to welcome who cares with you. Omunye, umnumzana u Elvis Mukari. Elvis, Rufa, madam, that.
Mushe, Rufa,
madam. That's what we're going to do. Sorry, Chief. Welcome, that.
No, thank you.
So, you came at a hot time, Panere Mvunzo. That seems to be very important. Tell us, you also Simon Wechidiki as a fellow young person who's going to be entering these elections, running for MP.
Mm-hmm.
What is your thought on this issue, Yama U.S. sanctions?
All right. I think no one likes my sanctions. And as much as we want to see. So we put our US that we're going to corner a free level ground as in IMA elections is concerned. We're going to corner free and fair elections and democratic, exercises. But the issue with sanctions that doesn't affect ZANU-PF or men, those people who are in power or who are in leadership. It affects the general citizen. It affects Zaka West Kwadruku Center is an MP candidate. It doesn't affect Mnangagwa, it doesn't affect any minister and government. It affects the general Zimbabwean. It affects the poor Zimbabwean outside there. So the issue of sanctions I'm really totally against it because it affects the general citizens.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know, Evans, Uti, do you have any more questions for Don so that we can let him go?
No, Mkoma Tony has done us a very good job. We can let him go, for sure.
But Don, Uti, you've been relegated.
Just my last words, I just want to tell you, we have shouted, we have complained, enough is enough. It's time to rescue our country. It's time to rescue our city, Bulawayo. Bulawayo used to be an industrial hub. It has to go back to that status. So, young people, let's stand up and fight for what is right for us.
Thank you.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
Before you go, I think it's important I tell you this. So, Pearl Chiweshe is meeting Senator Jeff Flake and Christopher Coons of the U.S. Senate later this afternoon here in Washington, D.C. And so she is going to take your comments as they came to that same meeting. She's just sent us a message to let you know that. So thanks for the contribution.
All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen, and thank you for having me.
All right. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Pakaipa.
And it's named Terry.
Ngaba pinde mchirongo.
Vama shua shama pinda mchirongo. Mkoma mriraite. Ai, wachukufara mkoma sezo. Matotu kwa emi.
Atilo fara siku.
Saka manzo wanya eripo ka vechidika wa wadwa kukwit za msaro ze gorerino. Imnoti chine zo izo.
Ai, wadwa chukwa disaicha. Nekuti time umanji ndo ya shika. Nekuti kwataka abando ukurugu wacho. I think this is our time. We have 37 years ruling party ichi tonga yakatadza kuti itira zvatoda isu ichidiki saka takati no that time yedu ndo saka makaona gushungo wachiyenda
kanzi hashtag generational G jizvezo aiwa mudati tine umweka wechidiki adwa kupindawo ari kupinda musaridzo gore rino handisi kuziva kuti mudombotaurawo naye here va Elvis Mugari
ndinotaura navo zvishuwa
aiwa saka taurai navo vatoripo parinhare vamugare pane munhu adwa kutataura navo ko Elvis achiripo here Elvis aripo, saka taura yenyu.
Mkoma Elvis.
Yes, tawanda, ziri kufamba here.
Ndiri kufamba zvakaipa mkoma, ziri kufamba, tiri kuno kwa rusape mkoma, ndiri kufara nekutembera nekuti this is our time.
Ichokwadi, tiri kuno kuzaka zakare kwandiri kumhanya kuzaka West constituency. This is out in Guayed said we need to take it up. Our responsibility to push for the future. We want to see life into our hands as the young people.
Exactly.
Alright, Varum.
Saka Varum ya Varu kufuri ana kushoti manya kapa mepa.
Ani kufuri ana mkova. Ani kufuri ana. Yawa nguwa yedu.
We appreciate it.
Nguwa yache kupinda mukenani. Tato pinda. Saka tikatadza kuti tipinde mukenani. Tinoramba tichidzoka kumashure.
Aiwa iyo inguva yenyu zveshuwa nekuti zuva ranhasi nyatsoriti aiwa iri ndere vechidiki iri vanyatsotaura zvavari kuda kuita kwavari kubva nekwavari kuenda saka tinotofarawo kuno kana tichinzwa muchiita hurukuro dzinotaridza kuti makananga kupidzi ndovimba nyika yese iri kunzwawo pane pfungwa dzenyu nemaonero amuri kuita kwatiri kuenda kumberuko.
This was such as I'm a candidate in Koma as a councillor in a Manicaland province in Makoni West in Ward 24. I'm 34 years. And Mulanga Rulai Papu, I think, is 60 years. But about 7 years, Zagamuni, Mkoma, Apana Chagati, Chiramabasa, Punta, Mkoma,
Panes, and Dan Chivering, Mkoma, Muma social media. Vamwe vari kuti hanzi gore rinoeri musape nyika kuvana vadiki vanoitambisa vamwe vari kuti hanzi muchadyiwa sevana hanzi muchadyiwa semajigis nevana vadiki Aiwa, chokushuvirai zvakanaka mukoma.
Mafungirawo 37 years mukoma vano vachitonga takatirwa ibasa ndima, vakarwa ndima yavo, vato vakatadza kuita zvakanaka. Iye zvine zvakati kipaiwo nguva ino tichirwoyo, vakuti vanoda usiku humwe chete wekuita senai mukoma.
Saka muri kuti imi vana soro jena ngavachimbozorora pachimbopindawo vechidiki.
Ngavaende kumba, tinovapa mudyandigere vari kumba vakauraya nyika nyika ina kana mari. Isusu kana tapinda chete vachadya mudyandigere vari pai vari kumba.
Ayo tinotokutendai nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma.
Aiwa ndinotenda hangu mugara muchitibata mazuva ose mukoma.
Ndizvozvo tinenge tichingobatana.
Kuti batsirowo chaizvo pakurigwa kwatichaa imba vhaka idzi koma dzatakatarisana nazvo idzi tiri kuda kuti mareformed edu akataurwa napuresident Chamisa anga achiteererwa mareformed ashande. Tiri kudawo inonzi forensic test kuita vhiki revoters roll yavakatipa iyi kuti havana kubvisa vanhu vakawanda here, havana kuisa vamwe vanhu vakawanda here. Imimi ndimuri kumusoro uku kune technology, mutibatsirowo mukoma.
Aiwa, isusu chedu kukuyananisa ine kuita kuti vakunzwei chete, imi muchitaura zvamunoda iwo vachitaurawo zvamunoda, tinongomira tiri pakati asi tinoramba tichikukokai kuti muuye muchipinda muchirongwa kudai. So nguva yedu ndo yaakupera, tinogona kuzokutsvagai zvakare rimwe zuva tichikurukura dzimwe nyaya tichienda kumberi naye.
Ndinotenda mutaure ZDBC iite futi seizvozvo.
Ah, zvakanaka mukoma.
I had one question for Natasha.
Uh-huh. Oh, Natasha is still here.
She's still there. So let's ask her this one question, then we can let her go. Mm-hmm. Natasha, it looks like the program is headed towards the end, so I'm just going to ask you this quick question, and then we might have to let you go. So you know how when you are a leader within several different constituencies, a lot of people look for one important thing, which is relativity to your leader. You are running for Isigaba seBulawayo, goBulawayo.
Yes.
Do you not think ukuthi kuqakathekile, it's very important for you to be able to speak the language of the people?
I do think it's important that I should be able to speak the language of the people, but I think it's also important that I have the capabilities at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that I do struggle with vernacular, but if you speak to me in Ndebele, I will understand what you're saying. If you speak to me in Shona, I'll understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But replying in that specific language, I struggle. But it's not like I don't understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Why I want to run is because I want to develop. I think being able to speak a certain language doesn't mean I'm capable or not capable of being development to my world. If people tell me that, you know, they're upset in the way, I'll understand, and I'll understand what exactly they want to do at the end of the day. It's not like I don't understand. I do.
Okay.
Natasha, we will let you go. It was our pleasure to have you on the show. Go ahead and do your kupera.
Thank you so much, Masi. Thank you so much. Right.
All right, bye.
So, gentlemen, we are now giving you the last word.
Yeah, I had a question that I would love to pose to the independent candidates and these so-called the young
so-called.
What is so-called? Yeah,
so my question is, are they running office because they want to give the change that is needed in the society?
Mm-hmm.
Or it's something that they realize that there is a chance for them to make some sort of some financial gain or benefit out of it? So there's a temptation that one gets into public office if he or she finds a loophole or finds an opportunity to loot. You know, he or she might find herself or himself looting. So it's something that we have to interrogate maybe for another day.
Great questions there. Great questions there. But hey, unfortunately, Ngoya Dundoya Pera Nai, Mike.
Thank you. Gentlemen, thank you. Balaleli, thank you so much. Ungena kuhlelo, guys. Thank you so much. In mina Oliver Lisayo ngu Mike Obe. Let's meet next week. Kuhlelo, the connection, same place, same time. Lilal.
Ine ndichikuoneka ine mufaro, ndini Evans Dininga. Mosara zvakanaka. Tosangana zvakare. So my fidelity.
One more time for the road.
Thank you. Thank you so much.